So I have to tell you all, you can grab a seat. A few years back, Pastor Eric asked me if I wanted to be on the rotation for hosting Sunday services. What that meant is I got to welcome people to church, I got to share announcements, and I got to pray. And so when I looked and found out I was leading the congregational prayer, I'm going to be really honest, I got super nervous. I just don't like to mess things up. And I grew up in church hearing these people pray these beautiful, eloquent pastoral prayers. And I was nervous. I mean, maybe you can relate to that feeling. So you're in a group, and then someone asks someone to pray, and all of a sudden your hands start getting sweaty, and your heart starts racing, and the only prayer you can think in your head is, "Dear God, please don't pick me." I mean, even though I am 35 years old, I have been leading in ministry for over a decade, and I am two classes away from finishing my master's in Christian studies with an emphasis in executive leadership. Whew, a mouthful, I know, right? Oh, we still got two classes to go. Don't clap for me yet. I got to make it. Even with all of that said, knowing how to pray well still seemed a little elusive to me. And you know, I'm in good company when I say that. For Jesus' disciples, after they watched him pray, they said, "Lord, teach us to pray." Church, as we start this short series on prayer, it is important to know that prayer is not easy. Prayer is much more than a list of requests or repenting or repetitious words that we remember and say together or at the dinner table. Whether you are new to faith or you feel like you've known Jesus your whole life, to really experience the power and intimacy of prayer, it needs to be taught, learned, practiced, and lived into. So, about a month back, when I saw I was preaching on this Sunday on prayer, my palms started getting sweaty. I'm just kidding. I started to research. I dug in deep, and what I get to share with you this morning about prayer has brought me so much joy. For church, prayer is much more than requests, repenting, or repetition. Prayer is a chance to praise God. So as we continue, please join me in prayer and praise to God. Dear God, we thank you that you love us, that you meet us here today, God, and that you are so good, that you care about us, that you want us to know you. And so, Lord, have your Holy Spirit be fully present and powerful in this place and have your way among us. Amen. The Bible records many different prayers and purposes for prayer. Prayers of protection, prayers of healing and unity, prayers for your children. There are prayers seeking forgiveness and justice, prayers seeking peace. But a major focus throughout the Bible is on prayers of praise. When you think of your own prayer life or your own prayers, what do they consist of? When I was younger, my most consistent prayer happened on the free throw line during a basketball game. It went like this: 1, 2, 3, spin, 1, 2, pray, shoot. That was my prayer, and God was usually really good to me. But as I grew up, I realized there was a lot more to prayer than just praying on the basketball line, on the free throw line. And I began to pray for others. I began to pray for for the future, for the world around me. I began to figure out that the closer I got to God in relationship, the more easy it was to talk to him in prayer. But in all honesty, my prayers were still very heavy with requests. So what about praise in prayer? If a majority of the Bible has this focus of praise in prayer, shouldn't our prayer lives have that too? In fact, Jesus taught his disciples in Luke 11, and the first thing when they say, "Lord, teach us to pray," the first thing he says is, "Adore God." It went like this. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray," just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father.'" The word Jesus used right there was Abba. This is the first time anyone had ever called God Abba, recorded in the Bible. Abba is like the word daddy to us in English. It is an intimate, loving word. For before that, the Israelites and God's people always referred to God. He is holy. He is set apart. But this Abba, this intimate relationship, this is how Jesus told his disciples to start. He said, when you pray, say, Father, Abba, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Hallowed, there's that set apart, holy thing. So the absolute love of God as our Father, Abba, and the absolute holiness of God as set apart, ultimate, supreme, should be on our hearts and minds and lips when we pray to God. Pastor Tim Keller said, often our prayer life is drab because we run right past the fatherhood of God. And that is the basis of prayer. Who we are to God and who God is to us should change our lives. I hope that you have experienced that. And if it changes our lives here, now, and in the future, it should also change the way we pray to God. So what does praying prayers of praise really look like? David, in the Bible, authors the most passages of praise, and many of his 73 Psalms are words of song and prayer, reflecting this deep relationship that he had with God. David shows us how to praise God in our prayer. He says it's all about praying who God is to all mankind, to all people, and who God is to you. Abba, Father, holy, set apart. This morning, Pastor Eric began our worship together by reading one of David's Psalms, Psalm 145. We're going to continue reading that together to see, okay, David, how did you do this? How do you praise God? What does that look like? If you have a Bible, you're welcome to open up to Psalm. We'll be in two different ones if you like to have that in front of you. Psalm is like in the middle of your Bible. Start on Psalm 145. It'll also be up on the screen if you like to just follow along. So picking up on verse 14, says this: the Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. In this psalm, David reflects on who God is to all people. He says, God is provider, giving food when it is needed. God is righteous and faithful, near to those who call on him. God is holy and set apart, fulfilling the desires of those who fear him. To praise God in our prayers, church, we must be like David and take the time to think, remember, and name what we know to be true of God. You also need to think and take the time to remember who God is to you. And probably one of the most famous psalms, the most beautiful in my opinion, of David, Psalm 23, he really reflects on that praise of who God is to him. So we're going to read that together, Psalm 23. Back in confirmation, I had to memorize this when I was in eighth grade. So we're going to go New King James Version because that's what I remember it in. But it's beautiful all the same. So he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Like David, we can build a more intimate prayer life with God by praying about who God is to all people and who God is to you. For David, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd." For Jesus, he told us and his disciples, say, "God, you are Father, Abba." For me, I say, "God, you are Savior, Redeemer, Protector, Creator." Church, God didn't ask us to praise him for his benefit. He's taught us to praise him for our benefit. In Luke 19, in fact, the Pharisees are telling Jesus to rebuke the people who were shouting his praise as he entered into Jerusalem. And Jesus replied, saying this, "I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." All of creation cries praises to God. It is not for his benefit that we praise God. It is for ours. There is something powerful in praising God through prayer that will build up an intimate relationship with a God who is absolute holiness and absolute love. All my research showed this call to praising God in prayer. So 3 weeks ago, I decided to give it a shot. I was in my living room, and prayer's not easy. And I thought, okay, so I'm going to spend a set-apart time just thinking about how great God is. And for me, I turned on worship music. That's really helpful. It helps me think about who God is and who he's been. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to praise God in this set-apart time, and then I'll move on to my asks and all those things that I so normally have stacked up in a nice list. And so I began, and I just started thinking about what life was like before I had God. Like, that he actually protected me when I never even asked for protection. That he walked with me, that when I was down in my darkest place and called out to him, he was there, and he gave me peace. I didn't deserve peace. That he came down, and as I thought of all these things and where he has been and how he's impacted my life, I started to think, and God, you sent Jesus down. You are perfect and you are holy. A God who created the world, who put everything together just as it is supposed to be, and you did that for me, and you love me. And so as I got to my requests, my normal requests include prayers of protection for my two little girls. I have two little girls, they're 7 and 9, and I'm thinking, man, the world is hard out there. It is not an easy place. And so I usually always pray, "Dear God, protect them, hold them, bubble them." And I got to that prayer, and I was third praying, I said, "Dear God, you are protector. Of course you will protect them. God, protect them, be with them as you have been to me and as I know you are." And my prayer changed from a prayer of fear to a prayer of confidence in God. And I went on to my next prayer request, which usually is, "Dear God, please make me make it through the next day because I like to pack way too much into 24 hours than anybody should." And so I got there and I'm thinking, okay, "Dear God, you already determined my steps. You are creator. You figured this out. I can trust you with my day tomorrow. Dear God, please organize my day." And my prayer went from a prayer of worry to a prayer of peace. And in all of this, I couldn't help but remember how great God is and how much I need his forgiveness and his love. There's a reason why David puts so much praise into his Psalms of prayer. There's a reason why Jesus said, when you start your prayer, start with Abba. Remember who God is to you. Hallowed be thy name. Remember who God is to all people. It can change the way you experience God in prayer, but it can also change the way you look at the world. From fear to confidence, from worry to peace. Prayer is not easy, church. Praising God takes effort. Takes effort to know him, to be able to name things about him, to take time to think about where he has been in your life, to love him. And it might be awkward at first, and it will be hard, but it will bring you closer to God. And for me, and I hope for you too, it will bring you joy. So as we conclude our time together this morning, I want to present you with two things. The first thing is a challenge. It's the new year, and many of us maybe are making sure that we are planning our meals, or we're getting to the gym, or working out. We are going to put effort into a certain relationship or into our career. Whatever that is, I ask you to join me in a challenge to give your first 5 minutes of prayer to praising God. I'm calling it the first five challenge. For the next 27 days, that'll take you to the end of January. For the first 5 minutes of one prayer that you have during the day, just focus on who God is to you and to all people. If it helps, read a psalm. I actually put a list in your bulletin of different Psalms of David underneath. They're Psalms of praise. Just sit down and read through them. Let those words be your words. Or if you like music like I do, turn on some worship music. A lot of worship songs are just like psalms. They are words of praise about who God is. They are prayers. And listen. And then come and tell me if it made a difference. I'd love to know. The second thing I want to do is start you off right. So for the next few minutes, while a worship song plays that reminds us of how good God is and who he is, I invite you to just spend time praising God. If you can be as good as my kids and use your imagination, that it is just you and God. And spend this time just praising him. You don't have to close your eyes. You don't have to have the right words to say. This is just you and God. Let who God is to all people and who God is to you flood your heart and your mind. And may the praises that you give bring you closer to God.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time, with no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of life. And as you speak, a 100 billion galaxies are born in the vapor of your breath, the planets form. And if the stars were made to worship, so alive, I can see your heart in everything you made. Every burning star, signal fire of grace. And if creation sings your praises, so will I. Don't speak in vain, no syllable empty or void. For once you have spoken, all nature and science follow the sound of your voice. And as you speak, 100 billion creatures catch your breath, evolving in pursuit of what you said. And if it all reveals your nature, so alive.
temptation. Chase down my heart through all of my failure and pride. On a hill you created, the light of the world, abandoned in darkness to die. And as you speak, 100 billion failures disappear. Well, you lost your life so I could find it here. And if you left the grave behind you so alive, I could see.
Continue praying with me. God, you are all good things to us. Savior, creator, redeemer, King of all kings, and Abba, Father. May we remember who you are to all people and who you are to each of us. And may that bring us closer to you this year. Amen.